What was your impression of Rick?
You know, I'd never met him before, but he was. It was a early morning, and he was stressed, and they just had a show cancel on them, or a show plan fall apart just prior to the phone call.
Really?
But it turned into a really nice long conversation. He's a really he's a fun guy to talk to, and very, very easy to interview. And yeah, we've had a lot of fun with that. And in fact, we're now getting the blog. We're going to be airing the blog prior to the show on Tuesday. We're getting that emailed to us. So we've established a bit of a friendship with him.
And that's good. Well, yeah. Maybe I'll bolster that friendship a little bit with this song. It's interesting. My 13-year-old son actually met him too. They were doing his class was doing a piece on graffiti, and they did a field trip, and they found themselves in those alleys down there around King and around Queen and Peter and John there, they ran into Rick Mercer, and they were so excited.
He does do a lot of his rants from those little alleyways, doesn't he?
That sort of got into the song this week. But
was he mad at them?
No, well, yes, they were wondering, you know, is he going to be kind of scary and ranting? But he wasn't. He was a lovely, lovely man, as he is. It's interesting, though, about these songs. As you know, these songs come from strange places. And this one, when I was writing, I found myself going into a trance. And I found myself channeling
not Rick,
I channeled my long-lost singing cousin from Texas.
Wow, I didn't know there was a long-lost singing cousin.
I was born in Dallas, Texas.
I didn't know.
So I channeled my long-lost singing cousin. Her name is K.D. Lynn. Yeah, she's not very well known, but she wants to be famous, and she's got a bit of a weird thing going on for Rick Mercer.
Okay, well.
Hey, Rick Mercer, please make fun of me. There's nothing worse, than obscurity. I've been hanging round the corner in the alley by the CBC, hoping Mr. Rick Mercer might make fun of me. Well, I've seen Rick Mercer doing his weekly rant, so confident and clever, saying things that others can't. And we're all watching after dinner from sea to shining sea. Hey, Mr. Rick Mercer, please make fun of me. Well, you're not exactly handsome, but you've got that rapier wit. It's got sex appeal and then some. You could impale me with it. I'll be waiting on your answer. I'm down on bended knee. Oh, Mr. Rick Mercer, you've made a fool of me. Hey, Rick Mercer, write me in your joke. Invite me to dinner. Better yet, let's share a toke. Cause I am quite a newsmaker, a future celebrity. Hey, Mr. Rick Mercer, please make fun of me. I'm not Harper or Suzuki. No, I'm not Michael Jean. But I'm smart and I'm kooky, and I write a pretty good song. I'll be waiting in the alley. I'll be writing it in graffiti. Hey, Mr. Rick Mercer. Mr. Rick Mercer, please make fun of me.
As channeled by Lynn Harrison. As channeled by that was great. Well, we're going to have to see if we can hook K.D. Lynn up with sending that over to Rick and see what we can do.
I think K.D. Lynn might like to meet Rick someday.
That was great. As always, thank you, Lynn.
Thanks a lot.